1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
Institute for Deterrence Studies, where we are advancing peace, promoting stability, and helping you to think deterrence. Each week, we inform you about a deterrence topic and its value in preserving peace. We hope you enjoy this show.
I'm your host, Aaron Holland, and today's show is about the hypothetical nuclear strike on Cheyenne Mountain and the future of missile defense. The views of the host are my own. A hypothetical strike. Cheyenne Mountain, a hardened military installation in Colorado, serves as a command and control hub for North American Aerospace Defense Command and United States Northern Command. While built to withstand significant threats, it is not invincible. Imagine a scenario where Russia launches an SS-27 intercontinental ballistic missile with an 800-kiloton warhead attached. The impact would be catastrophic. The explosion would generate extreme heat, igniting fires across the region, and the release of radioactive material would create a devastating health crisis. But beyond the immediate destruction, the real danger lies in its strategic implications. Cheyenne Mountain plays a key role in early warning and national defense coordination. Its loss would cripple America's ability to detect and respond to further missile launches. Suddenly, follow-up strikes on additional command and control sites become more feasible for an adversary. Yes, the U.S. nuclear deterrent remains intact. Our ballistic missile submarines would still be ready to retaliate, but this scenario exposes a critical vulnerability. This is, of course, an extreme and unlikely event, but nuclear strategy demands that we consider worst-case scenarios. So how can we ensure this remains a theoretical discussion rather than a real-world disaster? The United States has missile defense systems in place, but they need serious upgrades to counter evolving nuclear threats. Here's how we can improve. First, improve advanced interceptors. We need faster, more agile missile interceptors capable of engaging intercontinental ballistic missiles at multiple stages of flight, boost, mid-course, and terminal. Second, we need to enhance sensor networks. Improved radar and infrared tracking systems, including space-based sensors, are essential for earlier and more precise threat detection. Third, we need better integration of ballistic missile defense systems. A seamless network linking Aegis, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, and ground-based mid-course defense would allow for faster, more coordinated responses. Fourth, we need to improve our decoys and countermeasures. Deploying systems that confuse and overwhelm enemy missile targeting would significantly improve survivability. Fifth, enhance allied cooperation. Strengthening missile defense partnerships with allies, sharing intelligence, and co-developing technology would bolster overall security. And six, we need to improve continued investment in R&D, research and development. Adversaries are modernizing their nuclear forces, and if the U.S. does not stay ahead, deterrence credibility could erode. Investing in these areas would reinforce America's ability to deter and, if necessary, defend against nuclear threats. Beyond traditional ballistic missile defenses, the United States should accelerate research into directed energy weapons. Lasers and high-powered microwaves capable of neutralizing threats at the speed of light. Directed energy weapons offer several advantages. They can engage multiple targets instantly without the need for reloads. They are cost-effective compared to traditional missile defense systems. They reduce the risk of collateral damage since they operate with precision and do not rely on explosive warheads. If the U.S. deployed satellite-based directed energy weapons, they could serve as the first line of defense against intercontinental ballistic missiles, neutralizing threats before they re-enter the atmosphere. While this technology is still in development, prioritizing its advancement could revolutionize our approach to nuclear deterrence and missile defense. The hypothetical destruction of Cheyenne Mountain reminds us why robust missile defense is essential. While U.S. nuclear deterrence relies on second strike capability, investing in ballistic missile defenses and emerging technologies like directed energy weapons can make an attack less likely in the first place. The challenge isn't about defending against a nuclear strike. It's about ensuring that adversaries recognize such an attack would fail, reinforcing deterrence. By strengthening our defenses, enhancing integration with allies, and pushing the boundaries of technology, the United States can maintain a strategic edge and prevent potential adversaries from considering a nuclear strike.
Thank you for listening to NIDS Knowledge. This show is produced under the NIDS Podcasting Network, a division of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. NIDS is a 501c3 organization dependent upon donations to provide this podcast and bring about awareness of the peacekeeping value of U.S. strength and our national deterrence. You can catch all of our podcasts or provide feedback at thinkdeterrence.com. I would like to thank our producer, Kimberly Charrington, our sponsors, and all the fantastic members of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies for making this podcast possible. Stay tuned next week for another exciting and informative NIDS Knowledge.
A production of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies.